This is KCUR. Most people go to Boulevard Drive-In in Kansas City, Kansas, to watch what's on the big screen. But this weekend, they might stumble upon something a little strange on the way to the snack bar. A two-piece band accompanied by half a dozen or so kids playing music on fruits and vegetables. KCUR's Maria Carter has more on this unusual combination.
The first people at the drive-in are finding their spots on this cool summer evening, and oldies are playing on the tiny parking space speakers. Dave Cedillo starts unloading computer equipment, amps, and vegetables. Oddly enough, all three of these things go together.
The vegetables are hooked up to this thing called the Makey Makey.
The Makey Makey is a small circuit board that looks like it should be inside a computer. But Cedillo has hooked it up to a dozen or so fruits and vegetables with alligator clips. It fools the computer into thinking that you're pressing a keyboard button. So when you touch a banana, it might sound like this. Or maybe you try a bell pepper. Or a carrot. While Flintstone feet may be the sound of carrots tonight, Cedillo says he could hook up lots of different things.
Basically what's making the sound is this little piece of metal right here. If it weren't for that, this thing could be, you know, Frankenstein's head. It wouldn't matter.
The computer, electronics, and even the vegetables for Beep Goes the Weasel are paid for by a rocket grant. The program by the Charlotte Street Foundation and the KU Spencer Museum of Art is aimed at bringing art into places that aren't galleries or museums.
Riley, I'm studying some instruments.
About a half hour before the show, Cedillo is joined by his bandmates. Angie Wolford handles the computer and the kids, and Matt Hawkins plays the banjo. Hawkins also designed masks for Cedillo and himself to wear that are more Donnie Darko than cute. But still, the kids, wearing bracelets to ground themselves, crowd in.
All right, we're going to do If You're Happy and You Know It, Make a Beat.
Colors sync to the music, swirl on screen behind the band. The whole shebang is projected on the big screen. That was Boulevard Drive-In owner Brian Neal's idea. He says even though the drive-in is a nostalgic activity for most, he likes to do unusual things like this.
He called me out of the blue and said, hey, I want to bring down and let kids play vegetables. I was like, okay.
And while it may not matter to the sound, the familiarity and colors of fruits and vegetables are important. Cedillo says carrots and bananas draw people in.
If I put a vegetable out here and say, hey, I've got four vegetables here, then suddenly they show an interest.
As for what's next, Cedillo says he'd like to get the whole drive-in involved in a song by honking their horns. Maria Carter, KCUR News.